Why, hello. Not only is it Friday today, it is International Women's Day. So, happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.
Here's what we have for you this morning. A group of tenants on James Street North, they've been left without their home after a fire erupted inside a Hamilton restaurant.
Get ready to spring forward. Daylight saving time begins Sunday.
And singer Amanda Marshall is returning to the spotlight and making her way to Falls View Casino. We'll talk to her a little bit later. Yes, today is a day that we honor all the special women in our lives, like Annette and all the wonderful women behind the scenes in this station that are working on this show right now. Mm-hmm. Personally, to my wife and to my mom and to all our kids out there, to raise them properly and make them grow up to be wonderful women. So that's what I have.
Thank you.
And that's it for Tim this morning.
I don't get to talk.
Yeah, really.
I know you're very sincere. I know you're very sincere. Happy International Women's Day.
Yes.
Brian, why don't you rescue us?
Okay, I'll let you two discuss what you have to discuss. Amicably,
we're all good.
Of course.
Get back in here. Get back in here.
Oh, that was good. All right, let's get you into this Friday morning. Yes, International Women's Day today. our temperature is just on the plus side this morning, a little bit cooler than what it was for the past few days. We're sitting plus one at the moment, a bit of a breeze, but not by much. But we're going to see the sunshine for the day today. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds and a 10 degree high for the day. That's better than what we got to yesterday. Yesterday we got to 8 and change, so a pretty nice day today. Oh, but the weekend is going to be wet. Special weather statement for a lot of southern Ontario, talking about the amount of rain we're going to get. We could get 20 to 40 millimeters of precipitation starting tonight through the day tomorrow, and then chillier with flurries for Sunday, which I will explain all about coming up in a few minutes. To traffic this morning, really nothing to see. It's Friday, so volume's usually a little bit lighter. 403 Waterdown Road, doing fine right there. To our MTO traffic cameras, we'll just give you a few. Nikola Tesla Boulevard still looks good, so no problems coming out of Stony Creek toward the Skyway. Here's a look at the top of the Skyway. Nothing there. Appleby Line, doing fine. So no collisions, no volume so far, but we'll look at weather and traffic as usual coming up in a few minutes. Right now, anyways.
All right, Brian, let's start in Hamilton, because a police sergeant is lucky to be alive after being thrown against a cruiser by another vehicle. Watch this. Oh, goodness. It happened early Saturday on Queen Victoria Drive on Hamilton Mountain. So that's near Upper Gage and Stone Church. So after being called to the area, police were trying to get a man out of a car when he hit the gas and the car in front and behind him, throwing one of the officers against the front of a cruiser. So we reached out to Hamilton to police to find out how the sergeant is doing, but they would not tell us. She did end up helping arrest the driver.
Hamilton police have identified the 19-year-old man shot to death in downtown Hamilton on Wednesday afternoon. Police say Alexander Kerchamaru was walking along King Street near McNabb alone when a man jumped out of a car, shot him, then got back in that vehicle and took off. Kerchamaru died in hospital. Hamilton police say he was known to them and the shooting was targeted. There were several people in the area at the time and a number of office buildings put into lockdown. Police are still looking for the gunman and his vehicle, and they're going over surveillance cameras in the downtown core.
The shooter was a male, dressed all in black clothing, wearing a face mask. The vehicle used is believed to be a newer model Honda Civic, either black or dark gray in color, with a spoiler on the rear trunk. We can confirm that there is only one shooter, but we cannot confirm at this point whether there were other people in the vehicle at the time.
Hamilton police have not commented on what sort of relationship the victim and the suspect had. A charred restaurant on Hamilton's James Street North has been heavily damaged by fire. It started around noon yesterday inside the kitchen, and quickly spread into the second and third floors of the building. People who live in the four apartments above got out safely. They've had to find someplace else to stay while the damage is repaired. There's no damage estimate yet from Hamilton's fire chief, but he says there's a lot of water damage and the walls and the floors are going to have to be ripped out, or they had to be ripped out, to put out the fire. There's no word when the restaurant itself will reopen. Well, today is International Women's Day, and last night the former CEO of YWCA Hamilton was named the organization's honorary 2024 Woman of Distinction. Denise Christopherson changed many lives during her 12-year tenure and led to the creation of the Putman Family YWCA on Ottawa Street. It's a permanent affordable housing build for 50 women and their families. So congratulations, Denise. Now, at their Women of Distinction gala last night, five women were honored for empowering others, leading in their field and making the community stronger. They were among 50 nominees celebrated at the Hamilton Convention Center. Shoshana Singh is the Office of Community Engagement Manager at McMaster University. Ada Tang is a physical therapist professor and dean at MAC. Diana, that's Ada there. Yelena Vermilion is the Executive Director of the Sex Workers Addiction Program in Hamilton. Kenesha Bonet is the Systems Equity Officer for the Hamilton-Wentworth District School Board. And Kim Jones is a Chemical Engineering Professor at McMaster University.
Well, I hope that I can make a small contribution and represent, you know, all the women who've inspired me along the way. I'm grateful to be inspiring, hopefully, the next generation of researchers who are changing science and developing, you know, important information to change the lives of people with stroke.
Tonight, like every year, is a really special night and opportunity to recognize women in this community. I think we don't do enough of that. We don't celebrate their achievements. We don't recognize their work or their volunteerism. Too often, we don't put women at the top of the podium.
Two special recognition awards also presented. Ahona Mede received the Young Trailblazer Award, and Dr. Pat Smith received the Lifetime Achievement Award. You ready to spring forward and feel a little more tired maybe on Sunday morning? It's that time of year again when we move the clocks ahead 1 hour to adjust for daylight saving time. Simone Gavros joins us with more.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, yes, this is that difficult time where we spring forward instead of fall back. So we're going to lose an hour of sleep on Sunday, and we're likely still going to feel those effects on Monday and throughout the week. Now, this time change dates back to the 1900s. Sources say that it was used during the war as a wartime effort to help conserve energy resources by adding more daylight. But it has since been long debated on whether daylight savings should just be permanent. Most of the provinces and territories in the country do follow daylight savings time, but the Yukon made the change permanent in 2020, and the time also doesn't change in parts of Saskatchewan either. Now, Ontario's Time Amendment Act passed in 2020, but it can only move ahead if New York and Quebec get on board. Now, no matter how many times Canadians make this change, it always disrupts sleep schedules. So to help adjust... Two days before, try going outside to get some sun exposure to regulate your circadian rhythm, especially if you've been suffering from seasonal affective disorder. And if you need to, take a little cat nap to feel more refreshed. Now that's going to kick in at 2 a.m. on Sunday, so be sure to change your clocks ahead, or nowadays just wait for your phones to change themselves automatically. But for now, Tim, I'll send things over to you.
Can we confirm that Simone was not in front of a green screen there?
Was
that?
It was beautiful.
Was that real behind her? Goodness, down at Spencer Smith Park. Wow, what a start to the morning there. Okay, let's get into Sportsline. Maple Leafs cannot beat the Boston Bruins. That's a bit of a problem because they are most likely going to be facing the Boston Bruins in the playoffs. After losing 4-1 in Toronto on Monday, they were in Beantown last night and faced the same result.
Nylander winds in. Dances around Frederick. Lost the puck to him. Frederick's got a breakaway. Frederick moving.
Yeah, giveaway at the blue line by Willie Nylander cost in Toronto as Trent Frederick sent in all alone on Joseph Woll, beat him to put them up 2-0, turned out to be the game winner. while having a tough time against the Bruins, now losing to them three times. Boston sweeps all four games of the season series, taking this one again 4-1. Same score as Monday, and a score Leaf fans know all too well. Things got a little heated later in the game, though. No love lost between these two, but the Buds hope to make a run. They will need to find a way to take down Boston. Well, with the trade deadline arriving today, Toronto did add some more toughness. On the blue lines, they acquired defenseman Joel Edmondson from the Washington Capitals. He's a big boy, 6'5", 221 pounds, left-shot D-man with plenty of physicality. He did win the Stanley Cup with St. Louis in 2019. 30-year-old, this is his fifth team. He's played over 500 games with the Blues, Hurricanes, Canadiens, and Capitals. And the biggest trade chip has fallen ahead of the 3 p.m. deadline today as former Leaf GM Kyle Dubas threw in the towel on his team and his new team, the Pittsburgh Penguins, drive for the playoffs. He shipped out Jake Guentzel to the Carolina Hurricanes for another former Leaf, Michael Bunting, three prospects and a couple draft picks. Many trades already taken place. Be interesting to see how much movement, if any, before this afternoon's deadline.
Big guys aren't comfortable playing against smaller defenders.
Quickly, the three. Some defense in the three ball helping the Raptors here in the second quarter.
Raptors kicking off a four-game road trip in Phoenix, trying to sweep the season series after beating the high-powered Suns in Toronto earlier in the year. They did well with Gary Trent Jr. leading the way with 30 points. Manuel Quickly had 18 assists and 21 points as they pulled to within seven, but the Suns, they have too many good players. And that's important in basketball, like that guy, Bradley Beal, and this guy, Kevin Durant, he'd put it away. He finished with 35. Suns, they take it, 121-113. Raps have lost 4 of 5. Checking on the Blue Jays, back at it in spring training last night against the Tigers. Kevin Kiermaier, see ya. Back with the Blue Jays, Manning setting fields, and this is his first moonshot of the spring, part of a 5-4 win over the Tigers. Daniel Vogelbaum also went deep. Jays improved to 4-8 on the year in games that don't matter. It always matters when they play the Yankees, though. And they head to Dunedin to face the Jays under the Florida sun this afternoon, Brian.
And we're going to have that sunshine, too, this afternoon. Yeah, it should be a pretty nice day coming up. We'll talk about that in a sec. First of all, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, welcome to this Friday, 8th morning of March. We're looking fine on the highway so far today, 403 Waterdown Road. No volume, as you can see there, it's moving nicely. Same with our other cameras. We'll look at our MTO traffic cameras into St. Catharines. Here's the camera at Niagara Street. Looks good both directions. Nothing at Nikola Tesla, nothing at the 403 Junction. Ford plant, all doing fine. Even the 427 Gardner QEW combination, no problems except for the, you know, breaking up at the screen there. All right, temperature. Yay, the temperature has come up a degree here. We were 1 last hour, we're now 2 degrees. Sky is fairly cloudy to start. A little bit of a northeast breeze that we can't seem to get away from, but that is going to change. And then our humidity right now is right up there at 100%. So for school today, a mix of sun and clouds, and then we're going to have that mild high today, double digits. We should hit 10 degrees today, and we're going to have a bit of a northeasterly breeze. What we have is a couple of low-pressure systems approaching us, but there's the sunshine for the day today. But that low-pressure system is going to spread some rain into the forecast for tonight. Rain in the forecast could be heavy at times during the day, and another low-pressure system going by us is going to tug in a lot chillier air. So the temperature will fall during the afternoon tomorrow, and we'll get some flurries in the forecast as we get into Sunday. Did I hear a yuck over there from Emily? I think I did. So temperatures today, 10, 11, 12 for this end of the lake and Niagara, but 8 and 9 for Halton Peel, Toronto. Mix of sun and clouds. Tonight, the rain settles in. 5 to 10 millimeters. Temperatures stay mild. Well, Hamilton dips to 4, but then the temperature will rise overnight. Otherwise, yeah, a fairly mild night, but wet. And then tomorrow, we don't climb very far, 8 to 9 degrees, and then the temperature sinks in the afternoon, but 10 to 20 millimeters of rain for the day tomorrow. So a wet one tomorrow. So out the door, 8th of March already. It is cloudy. It is chilly. Temperature on the plus side, plus 1. Long rain's coming up.
Thanks, Brian. Okay. Rumor has it somebody was out in a school night last night.
Yes.
A bit of a late night. Where were you?
No,
class.
I am never out on a school night. Look, I'm not even like tucked in. I'm like all disheveled. It's not good. I was at the Women of Distinction Awards. Yay, at the Hamilton Convention Center. One of my near and dear friends was nominated, and it was such a wonderful and beautiful event. I tell you, I mean, we have got some incredible
incredible talent.
Yes.
And so many inspiring women in Hamilton. Like, it's just awing. Like, it was awe-inspiring. It was really great.
So worth the no sleep.
Well, I don't know about that. Yes, 100%.
Good stuff.
So we're going to chat a little bit more about that coming up at Chit Chat, and we're going to be talking about Amanda Marshall. She's coming to Fallsview.
Cool.
Okay.
We'll see you at the coach in a little bit. After the break, though, yeah, you get some sleep. We're talking business news, and climate advocates are sounding the alarm in BC after leaked documents show many old-growth forests are not being protected. See you in 2 minutes. 6:17 on your Friday. Here's the numbers for you. Canadian dollar is up 11 basis points this morning, sitting at 74.41 cents U.S. Gold up $9. 21.74.20 an ounce. Crude oil down 14 cents, 78.79 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe. Markets are down in London and Frankfurt, but up in Paris.
In Asia, the markets were down today. In Tokyo, it says they were down, but our graphs show they were up.
Well, which one is it?
Oh, what about the North American markets? Let's see there. Okay, everything was up, both in the script and in the graph. So that's good news. Triple digit gains.
Yeah, it feels like a Friday today, doesn't it? So glad you're here. Let's get into some business news. And there's some leaked government data that suggests British Columbia is not moving to protect more than half of old growth forests identified as being at risk of permanent biodiversity loss. So back in 2021, a five-person panel recommended 26,000 square kilometers of old growth forest be deferred from logging. And yesterday, a report from the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives says a comparison of the Forest Ministry's map, they found 55% of those areas with large and very large trees, like some of those you're seeing, had been removed from the deferral. It also shows the ministry added deferrals in forests with smaller trees that offer little or no commercial value to the logging industry.
Federal authorities have closed Canada's only known live coral reef. It's in the Pacific Ocean, and they've closed it to all commercial and recreational bottom contact fishing. Fisheries and Oceans Canada says the indefinite closure came into effect on Valentine's Day for the Lophelia Reef, which is about 500 kilometers northwest of Vancouver. The department says the closure is needed to protect the globally unique site that is both environmentally sensitive and culturally significant to First Nations in the area. I did not know we had a coral reef.
No, neither did I. So good stuff. That's why you tune into Business News on Morning Live for new information. What about this? Environmental groups want Ottawa to enforce its rules on Alberta coal site, which has started building an underground test mine without the fishery permits officials say are required. Now, Goldspur Mines is planning to expand its Vista thermal coal mine near Hinton. That includes an underground mine to test whether surface, subsurface mining would work. Company officials say the project does not expand the mine's footprint and doesn't require any federal permits. Now, construction of the test mine, it has already begun.
Court documents show the company behind the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival owes more than $22 million. The company has now canceled the Just for Laughs Festival in Toronto after announcing earlier this week that the world's largest international comedy festival would be canceled in Montreal. Papers filed in Quebec Superior Court show it owes $16.6 million to the National Bank of Canada. It also owes nearly $2 million to the Business Development Bank of Canada and more than $2.5 million to a government agency in Quebec.
United Airlines is slowing the pace of pilots and they're hiring this spring. It blames continued delays with new aircraft certification, also manufacturing issues at Boeing. The news came in a memo to employees. The memo said United expects to have hired 800 new pilots by the end of April. Well, the airline said it will pause hiring in May and June and likely restart new hire classes in July. So due to manufacturing issues at Boeing, United will not receive dozens of planes originally scheduled to be delivered this year.
The world's best cheeses have been crowned. This year's winner is Mountain Dairy Fritzenhaus from Switzerland. The greatest cheesemakers in the world gathered in Madison, Wisconsin this week. There were more than 3,300 entries across 142 classes. Dutch cheesemakers from the Netherlands came in second, and the farm at Del Run in Pennsylvania came in third. Several Canadians also made the top three in their categories, including Maple Dale cheese, which is near Belleville.
I wonder if our pal, Tor, from Utter Way, had any cheese in there, because he's always done really well at this event. So I bet you he had some in there. I'm going to reach out to him and see, because he has some fabulous cheese.
All right.
It's good cheese.
That would be a very good contest to go to.
Be a judge.
Be there with your crackers. It'll be very good. Okay, we're going to take a break right now. Brian's going to be back with your traffic and your 7-day forecast, includes the weekend.
25 minutes after 6 o'clock, Friday the 8th of March, and, well, nothing happening on the roads. It's really light volume this morning, getting closer to sunrise, so nice and light right now. Ontario Street, St. Catharines, nothing. Top of the Skyway Bridge, doing fine. A little busier here east of Appleby Line now, Toronto bound coming towards us. Sheraton looks good as you head through Mississauga. Even the 403 through Mississauga, that's the camera at Matheson, doing fine so far today. Temperatures, well, as I mentioned, Hamilton's temperatures just come up from last hour. We're now sitting at 2, same for Grimsby, 3 for Mississauga, 4 for Toronto. As far as seasonal temperatures for this time of year are concerned, it's 3 for the daytime high. Minus 6 for the overnight low. So to start a morning like we're doing right now at the plus side, plus 2, that's pretty good. Those are our sun times and records for today. And we're going to see the sunshine for the day today. The last day of school before March break next week. 5 degrees today by first bell and some sun. 7 degrees. Temperature will go up earlier in the day, but then start to fall off to 7 by after school. So today we're looking at 10 degrees and sunshine. So pretty nice day for this time of year. 4 degrees overnight. Temperature will rise to 8 by tomorrow morning. It'll sit at 8 most of the day, and then later in the day the temperature will fall to about 4 or 5, but we are going to have a wet weekend. We could get 5 to 10 millimeters tonight, 10 to 20 millimeters tomorrow, so a wet day tomorrow, and then flurries on Sunday as the cooler air settles in, and then look at the temperatures come up next week and with lots of sunshine. Don't forget, time change weekend this weekend. It's your forecast. And it.
All right, thanks, Brian. So I've never been to Rome, but okay. I know you've been to Rome. You've been to Rome at home, you ever wonder what happens to the coins that are tossed into the Trevi Fountain?
Because there are lots of them. For hundreds of years, visitors have gone to the famous market landmark to make a wish. It is one of the oldest water sources in the city, dating back to Roman times. And because of the high volume of coins at the bottom of the fountain, it gets cleared out twice a week to keep the water flowing. Coins are taken to a Catholic charity, which counts the buckets full of change and uses them to fund a food bank, a soup kitchen, and other welfare projects. In 2022, the charity collected more than $2 million Canadian worth of coins. Because the legend is, if you throw it,
with your back to the fountain.
Yeah, right. Then you and you make a wish, your wish is to return to Rome.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But people don't play with coins anymore, you know what I mean? Do they have a tap?
You have to.
You tap there?
There's a little ATM thing.
A little tap? Yeah, okay. Hey, we're late this half hour, so we'll get going, but lots to come on this Friday. Happy International Women's Day.